الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the ayat that we have studied, there are two main commandments of Allah Ta'ala. One is of amanat, trust, and the other is of justice, to be fair. And these are two basic qualities for any organization to run successfully. Even if it is at home, to have justice between all the members of the family and to be fair to all. Or even if it is in any institute, government, anything. In fact, ulama have written that a government can run and will function with kufr, but with injustice it won't function, it will collapse. So justice and fairness are two amanat and justice are two very important qualities. As far as amanat is concerned, ulama have written quite a bit of detail. The first, what is amanat? Amanat is that which we all understand. One person keeps something as amanat by somebody else. That I'm keeping this for safeguarding, for protection, and when I need it, I will collect it from you. That we all understand. Similarly, money that is given, like in a masjid, madrasa, etc., it is given for the use of the masjid and the madrasa, that is also an amanat. No individual in the committee, etc., can use it for his personal things. And neither can it be used extravagantly. Even if it's used in the right places, in the masjid and madrasa, but more than what is necessary, it cannot be used. And where it is necessary to be used, then not to use it is also a mistra. So it must be used correctly. So, and this ayat that is revealed with regard to the fulfillment of amanat, and that was the keys of the Kaaba Sharif, that was kept by Uthman ibn Talha, who was still a non-Muslim at that time. But then Hazrat ibn Abbas asked for the keys to be given in his custody. Allah revealed the ayah that it should be returned back to those to whom, by whom it was. So this was the occasion of the revelation of the ayat, but the whole Quran Sharif, the principle is that any occasion of revelation doesn't deserve that amal for that time, but it becomes a general thing for all time. So amanat is for all times everywhere. From that, ulama has written there are three main branches of the fulfillment of amanat. The first is the rights of Allah Ta'ala, the amanat of Allah upon us. The second is fellow people, whether it be at home, whether it be in the masjid, whether it be at the workplace, wherever we are with other people, there are trust of people also upon us. We have to fulfill that also. And then amanat of our own self, our own body, that is also an amanat. We can't abuse our body. It is for that purpose, that reason, that substance abuse, alcohol, anything that is harmful to the body is haram, because we are not allowed to harm our body. Our body has also got rights over us. When it's time to eat, a person should eat. When it's time to sleep, he should sleep. Those are also the rights of the body. However, with regard to the first right, the rights of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has got many rights over us. Allah is the one who has created us, who feeds us, sustains us, sees to all our needs. And in return, one of the biggest amanat is that we should make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. We should fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And a person might think that I am very ameen, I'm a very trustworthy person. But if he's not like making his namazes properly on time, he's not doing the discharging the other orders of Allah Ta'ala. He is the one who is destroying the greatest amanat, the amanat of Allah Ta'ala. Many people will think with this monetary affairs, we keep it up very correctly and we don't do wrong to anyone in any way. But the rights of Allah Ta'ala are the most important. And those rights must be observed. And they are first that we must have the correct beliefs in Allah Ta'ala. And which is necessary that just we don't just speak and listen to it, but we think about it and bring it in our life. That is the important thing. So the first is to understand what our correct aqidahs must be. And then we must have conviction, yaqeen in those aqidahs of the presence of Allah, the existence of Allah, the life in the qabr, life of akhirah, Jannah, Jahannam, Taqdeer, etc. All these things, our beliefs must be there and our full conviction must be on those things. Then as all the ibadat Allah has made for us on earth, which is not only namaz, there are many other ibadats besides the five faraz ibadats also. There are many other ibadats also which we should be seeing how we fulfilling. Otherwise, we are not fulfilling the trust which is upon us. And the person who does not fulfill the trust, that person lands himself in great problems. After ibadah is mu'amalah, our financial dealings, our money matters must be also clear. Whatever money matters it is in our business, in our homes, whatever we deal financially, that matters must be clear. We mustn't, there must be any ambiguity, there mustn't be any, not doing anyone down in any way whatsoever. And that day is mu'asharat. Mu'asharat is how we live in society, how we live with our family people, how we live with people at work. When we are traveling in some public transport, whether it's by aeroplane, bus, train, anything, how we are traveling. Even when we are using the road, a Muslim doesn't necessarily need the laws of the road to maintain law. He, by Allah's law, he should consider all other motorists also and not cause any inconvenience to any motorist, pedestrian, anyone. Our driving must be also correct. And then comes akhlaq, a very important aspect of our life, and that is character. That also must be, we have to worry about that also. And that our akhlaq is good. We have sincerity in us. We have humility in us. We don't have pride. We don't do things for name and fame, for popularity, etc. So all these things are the rights of Allah Ta'ala. And a person has to be, then only can be, he can be an Amin, one who has fulfilled the trust which is upon him. So we should learn about this, and then we should endeavor that we fulfill all the trust at all times. It is not only if somebody gives money by us, or if we are the trustee of a masjid, a madrasa, that we handle those affairs correctly. But all these matters must be correct. That is amanah. And we should fulfill it properly. So this is a very important, very fundamental command of Allah Ta'ala, justice and trust. They must be done properly, and then a person will see the fruit of it very, very clearly. And the wonderful existence of everyone in a very fair and a very beautiful way. May Allah give us the tawfiq to learn our deen, practice our deen, propagate our deen to others as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.